أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحابته الغر الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين حق قدره ومقداره العظيم أما بعد. My noble brothers and sisters in this great group at Rishad al-Ummah, today being the 25th day of Sha'ban 1441 AH, which coincides with the 19th day of April 2020, I welcome you all once more to our lessons from the book Al-Hidayat al-Mustafid fi Ahkam al-Tajweed. With the noblest of greetings, wa hiya assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our last class, we have discussed about the laws of Lam al-Sakina, and we talked about other aspects of Al-Idgham that are found in the recitation of the Holy Quran. Today, inshallah, and like we have already said right from the beginning of this class, we will be following this book, but we can be switching the pages in order for us to be able to completely deal with a particular issue before we move on to another issue. Like you have already known, the rules of Tajweed is divided into about 5 or 6 parts. The first part is understanding the script of the Quran and giving it respect and the adab, the moral or your conduct while the recitation of the Quran. The second is the understanding of stopping, the rules of pausing and the rules of stopping, how to cut ayah, and so on and so forth. The third is understanding the rules of the letters, the alphabet, the Arabic letters, and then the qualities of each letter, and then the places of articulation. We have, inshallah, talked about the places of articulation, and we have been talking since on the rules of the letters. Among what we have discussed under the rules of the Arabic letters, we have discussed Nunu Sakina and Tanwin. We have discussed Mimu Sakina. We have discussed Mim Usakin. We've discussed Mim Wanun Al Mushaddadatain. We have discussed issues with regards to Al Irgham. And now we are left with the Qalqala, Madda, and Harful Ra'i. So these are the three parts that has to do with what? With the rules of the letters that we are left with, inshallah. Now, Madda is quite lengthy. So I would like us to conclude with the remaining parts of it, then we'll come back to the mad, inshallah. So if you are with the book, please kindly open to page number 23 on the book. Page 23 on the book, and you go down, you see where it's written, Faslu fi ahkam al-ra'i. This is a lesson, this is a topic that discusses about the rules of the Arabic alphabet al-ra'i. The reason why we are bringing it down here is because yesterday we have highlighted about certain similarities between the Arabic alphabets of Lam and Ra. So since we have been discussing the issue of Lam, I thought it wise that we should conclude it together with the issues of Ra. And inshallah, from there we can move further. So in Arabic alphabets, some alphabets are recited with thickness. Some alphabets are recited with thickness, otherwise called tafkhim. Tafkhim means thickening of Arabic letters. It is also referred to as al-isti'la'i. When we come to discuss the qualities of Arabic alphabet, we shall discuss that, inshallah. But what it simply means is that you should recite it by raising your voice or raising your tongue, and also you recite it with certain fatness. The harful isti'la'i includes kha. Now you say kha. It's recited with a loud pitch, kha, or swa, swa, ba, pa, za, ra, and qaf. So we have kha'un, swadun, badun, ghainun, pa'un, qafun, and zadun. Altogether, that is about 7 alphabets under the thickened letter. Now we have letters that are not recited with thickness. They are recited with tariqiq, yani thinness. They are recited with thinness or huruful istifal. And we have examples such as all other alphabets like ba'un, ta'un, tha'un. Now, two letters, two Arabic alphabets can actually fall in between either of these, which is the Lamun and the Ra'un. These two alphabets, Lamun and Ra'un, can either be recited with Al-Tafkhim or with Al-Tarqiq. Remember, we said that the huruf Al-Tafkhim are originally seven in numbers, and we listed them as Kha, and we said the huruf Al-Istighla, you recite them with high pitch. Kha, Swa, Ba, Gha, Ta, Qaf, and Dha. Then the other alphabets, we said they belong to what? Al-Tarqiq. Now, we said Lam and Ra'un can actually take its place somewhere in between the two, depending on which situation it finds itself. So now, Malam is going to help us to explain this better, inshallah. So we can continue reading from our book, which is like we said, page number 23. Faslu fi ahkam al-ra'i. The question the Malam says, Kam halat al-ra'i? How many ways does raw have? Yani, how many settings, how many ways can you pronounce raw in the Quran? Malan says, Laha thalathu halati, halatin. It has what? Three ways of being recited or being pronounced. At-tafkhim, reciting it with thickness. Wat-tarqiq, reciting it with thinness. Wajawazul wajhaini, and both ways is also welcomed, which means there is a way, a situation that will welcome both ways of reciting it. Ma hiya ra'ul mufakhama? Malam is asking the next question and says, Ma hiya ra'il mufakhama? What is the thick ra? What is the thick ra? Malam says, Hiya ra'ul lati, hiya ra'il lati, yani hiya ra'ul lati takunu maftuhatan. أو مبمومة. Malan says it is raw that is carrying a fatha or carrying a dhumma. Any raw in the Holy Quran carrying a fatha or carrying a dhumma is categorized as a fat raw, a thickened raw, raw al-mufakhama, and it should be recited with thickness. And Malam is giving us example. كما في قوله Ta'ala, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said in the Holy Quran, Rabbana, Rabbana, Ra. You don't say Ra like you're pronouncing the normal R, like Ra, but you make it a little bit thick. You put that thickness inside the mouth and pronounce it with Ra. Rabbana, Atina. There is also more examples. Wahada alladhi ruziqru. Ru, that ra unde is carrying a bumma, so you pronounce it with tafkhim. Ru, وَهَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقُنَا مِن قَبْلُ. Ru, ru. So this is ra al-mufakhama. There are also other examples. Malam says, وَكَذَا إِذَا سُكِنَتْ. And also, you pronounce it with mufakhama if the ra'un has a sukun. وَكَانَ مَا قَبْلَهَا مَضْمُومًا. And it is being followed or it is preceded by something that has a dhamma or maftuhan or something that has a fatha. Yani the ra is sakin, but it is followed by what? It is followed by dhamma or is followed by fatha. Tufakham. So you what? You pronounce it with what? With tafkhim. Yani ra al mufakham. Wa idha kanat sakinatan wa kanat al harf wa kana al harf الذي قبلها مكسورا وكسرته عاربة مثال ذلك. Malan says it's also the same situation if what? If the ra is carrying a kisra and the alphabet become before it is carrying yani if the ra is carrying a sukun. Okay, if the ra is carrying a sukun and the alphabet that comes before it is carrying a what? A kisra, and then is carrying yani a normal kisra, then yani the kisra which is yani followed, you know, we talked about this kind of alphabets before. We said this is alif al wasl, but inshallah we have not yet gotten to that extent yet. But this simply means that a kisra, that is a kisra based on situation. It's a kisra that is based on what situation. Now the example is given there in the bracket, and Maryam is giving us an example. The ra'un there is carrying a what? Is carrying a sukun. However, it is followed by alif al-wasl. And we said if you are going to start reciting this kind of alif, you have to start with making it a kisra. Yani, the alif on there is carrying a kisra. You say, irji'u ila abikum, irji'u, not ir, but irji'u ila abikum. So this is the example Malam has given us there. Wakadha tufakhamu idha kanat sakinatan. As well, you are going to what? You are going to pronounce your with what? Mufakham. Then you pronounce it thickened. If it is carrying a sukun, وَكَانَتْ كَسُرَةُ الْحَرْفِ الَّذِي قَبْلَهَا أَصْلِيَّةً. And then the alphabet that is following it is carrying a proper or a natural kisra. وَكَانَ بَعْدَهَا حَرْفٌ مِّنْ حُرُوفِ الْإِسْتِعْلَاءِ. And then also that same row that is carrying a sukun and is followed by a proper kisra is also following a what? One of the huruful isti'la'i. The huruful isti'la'i that we've explained earlier. And we said we have kha'un, swadun, ba'un, ghain, pa, qaf, and dha. So this huruf are normally recited thickened. Now the reason why you have to recite this ra'un as well as being thick if it's followed by what? A huruful isti'la'i is simply because of the fact that it will be difficult for you to transform from the thickness or from the thinness of the raw into the thickness of the alphabet that follows it. So it's better for you to, since the raw one can change its characteristics, it's better for you to assume the other characteristic in order for you to be able to pronounce it properly. Nahwi Namalam is giving us example. He says qirtasin, qir. You see that raw one there. Assuming it's not followed by huruful isti'la'i, which is the paw one that follows it now, it would have been a muraqqaq ra, because any ra that has a sukun and is followed by a kisra is supposed to be muraqqaq. But because of the fact that it is having a haruf al-isti'la'i following it, it will be difficult for you to pronounce that ra as thin and then immediately switch to pronounce the ta with its thickness. So because of that difficulty, also tajweed takes care of difficulty in pronunciation as well. Things that are difficult for us to pronounce, like iqtiqad al-sakinain, you know, these are the things that tajweed comes into play and gives us an easy way out. So like we're trying to say, the example here is given, it is qirtasin, qirtasin. The next example, mirsad, mirsad. The next example, firqa, firqatin. وَمَا أَشْبَهُ ذَلِكَ أَوْ مَا أَشْبَهَ ذَلِكَ and things that look like that. The next question Malam is asking us, so this is it for حَرُفُ الْمُفَخُّمْ يعني الرَّاءُ الْمُفَخُّمْ. Now for رَاءُ الْمُرَقَّقْ, Malam is asking us, he said مَا هِيَ الرَّاءُ الْمُرَقَّقْ أَوْ مُرَقَّقُتُ مُرَقَّقُتُ. So the ra, yani the ra ul muraqqatu or muraqqatu is Malam is asking, what is this thin ra? The thin ra, how do you pronounce the thin ra? What is it? How do you identify it? The answer here is hiya ra'u allati takunu maksuratan sawa'un kanat fi awwal al kalimati aw fi wasatiha aw fi akhiriha. Malam says it is ra that is bearing a sukun, yani a kisra, astaghfirullah. It is ra that is bearing a kisra, whether it is in the beginning of the word or in the middle of the word or in the ending of the word, it is the same. It, as far as the ra'un is bearing a kisra, kanat fil ismi aw fil fi'li, or it is found in a noun, or either it is found in a noun or it is found in a verb, Malam says it is all the same thing. If it's carrying a kisra and it's not followed by haruf al-isti'la'i, as we have mentioned earlier, famin yani. Okay, let's just go. Then Malam says famin amthilati dhalik And from the examples of that, examples of what? The examples of this thin raw. My Lam is giving us example. He says, Rizqan. Qalu. Rizqan. Qalu. Warijalun yuhibbuna. Wafir riqabi. Wagarimina. Wal fajri walayalin ashri. Wa'arina manasikana. Wa'anzirin nasa. Wadhkur isma rabbika. So these are the examples of thin raw. Whether it's followed by haruf al-istighla'i or not, because this one is the raw that is carrying a sukun. Beginning of the alphabet, middle of the alphabet, beginning of the word, middle of the word, or ending of the word. As far as the ra'un is carrying a sukun, it is considered to be a thin ra' and should be pronounced as such. أَوْ كَانَ الْحُرُوفُ الَّذِي قَبْلَ الرَّائِ حَرْفَ لِينٍ. He said, maybe in another situation whereby the alphabet that comes before a ra' is harful lean, is pronounced with the characteristic of lean, is pronounced with softness. So أي يَأْن. He said that means ya. Yani the ya'un in this case is the ya'un sakin that is followed by a maftuh alphabet. Yani the alphabet is carrying a fata and it's followed by ya'un. Then that is pronounced as lean. Harful lean are two. We have ya'un and wa'un. We are going to discuss that properly inshallah when we come to talk about the characteristics of alphabet, like we have said earlier. The harful lean we said is wa'un followed by a fata. You pronounce it with softness, and also the ya'un followed by a fatha, you pronounce it with softness. So whenever you find any of this ya'un following a ra', then that ra'un will be pronounced with what? Be pronounced with a tarqiq, which is thinness. So Malam is going to give us examples of that, like for instance qadir. So you pronounce it like that, and then khairin. The ra'un there, you pronounce it thinly, not fatly. Wakadha turaqqaqu ar-ra'i, and also you are going to pronounce ra'un thinly. Idha kanat sakinatan wa kana qablaha kasrun asliyun. Also you are going to pronounce ra'un lowly, thinly, if it has a sukun and what is following it is also a natural or a fulukum sukun, a natural sukun. وَلَيْسَ بَعْدَهَا حَرْفُ الْإِسْتِعْلَاءِ, and also behind it is not a حَرْفُ الْإِسْتِعْلَاءِ. نَحُو, and examples of that. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَمِرْيَةٍ. So these are the kinds of raw at-tarqiq that we have in the Holy Quran. Malam is saying the next question, مَا هِيَ الرَّاءِ الَّتِي يَجُوزُ فِيهَا التَّفْخِيمُ وَالتَّرْقِيقُ. What is the kind of law of ra'un that using tarqiq and tafkhim to pronounce them is okay? Malam says the answer, الرَّاءُ السَّاكِنَةُ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا كَسْرَةٌ. It is وَبَعْدَهَا حَرْفُ الْإِسْتِعْلَاءِ الْمَكْسُورِ. He said it is the kind of raw that has what? A sukun. And what is before it? It is the kind of raw that has a sukun followed by an alphabet with a kisra, and is also behind it there is a حَرْفُ الْإِسْتِعْلَاءِ that is also carrying a kisra. I don't want us to confuse ourselves with this thing, because sometimes we find it very, very confusing. But I just want you to know deep down your heart that there is no other way to understand this beyond practicing. You have to try to understand that there are two types of raw, the fat raw and then the slim raw. Now, pick up your Quran, get any of your favorite reciters, Minshawi, Mishari, Al-Afasi, whomever you find as your favorite reciter, or any of these, then play the recitation and try to understand the differences and identify them, so that it will be easier for you to be able to put this into application. So the example Madam is giving here is firqin. You can pronounce it as either muraqqaq or firqin, mufakham or muraqqaq. It works for both. So this is it. Then Malam is now giving us the final part of this so that you will understand it properly. He says, "Ma hiya al-huruf al-isti'la'i?" What are the huruf al-isti'la'i? As we have mentioned earlier, Malam says, "Hiya sab'atun yajma'uha qawluka khussun dhaghatin qidhin aw qidhin." Malam is saying that there are seven letters in number and they are compiled in the statement khussan ضغطين قذين يعني خ ص ض غين ط قاف and ظ. So these are the seven alphabets that are represented by what we refer to as حرف الاستعلاء. So if this حروف comes after a راء that has a كسرة in its own self and is followed by what? By a كسرة. And this حروف الاستعلاء also carry كسرة, then you can apply مرقق ومفخم, both ways are permissible. So we'll quickly adjoin to this lesson, inshallah, the same rule for the lam, inshallah, because you know earlier we said that both راون and لامون have what? They both have مفخم and مرقق. So on the case of lam, lam is normally a light alphabet, yani lam is normally recited with muraqqaq, normally. But the only exception is in the occurrence of lamun fi ismil jalala wa hiya Allah. When you call the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allahu, then that is when you find differences in the pronunciation of lam in qira'atul wash, yani hafs, in qira'atul hafs. So if the divine name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which is Allah, is followed by a kisra, or ya that has a sukun, then the lam is pronounced with tarkik. The lam is pronounced with tarkik. You will find this occurring many times, and many people used to guess, and sometimes we manage to guess it right. But today, inshallah, you are going to know the reason, if you had not previously known about it before. If the lamun in the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla is followed by a kisra, then you pronounce such kind of lamun with what? You pronounce it with tarqiq. For instance, you say bismillahi, bismillahi. Why? The mimun there is carrying a kisra following the lamun, bismillahi. You don't say bismillahi, because that law on there is what is the tafkhim kind of pronunciation, and you do not bring tafkhim when it is preceded by a what? When it is preceded by a kisra. So you say bismillahi or alhamdulillahi, alhamdulillahi. The lamun there, li, carrying kisra. The next lamun, which is the lamun, the additional lamun in ismul jalala, will now be pronounced as muraqqaq, because what it is followed by what? A kisra. Alhamdulillahi, awfillahi, a'udhu billahi, a'udhu billahi, aw qulillahumma malikal mulk, and so on and so forth. So this is how you pronounce lamun al muraqqaq fi ismillahi al jalala. But how do you pronounce lam al-mufakham? You know, you pronounce lam as al-mufakham if the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla which is that lamun in the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, is preceded by a fatha, or by a dhamma, or a waw as-sakina. Now, if it's preceded by a what? A fatha, a dhamma, or waw as-sakina, or probably you just started reciting with the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla being in the first part of the ayah. If the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla is in the first, you know, word of the ayah, then that name of Allah Azza wa Jalla is begin by saying Allah. For instance, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Arb. Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Arb. So you say Allahu, Allah, Allah. That is pronouncing the lamun with what? With the mufakham. Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Arb. Also, you have other examples like Qala Inni Abdullahi. Qala Inni Abdullahi Atani al Kitab. So you say Abdullahi. You can say Abdullahi. It's wrong. Abdullahi. Qala Inni Abdullahi. It is Abdullahi because the da'un there is carrying a what? A dhamma following the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which in this case now we pronounce with a tafkhim. Also, examples we have qala Allahu, qala Allahu, qala Allahu, aw subhanaka Allahumma, subhanaka Allahumma, wa idh qala Allahumma, and so on and so forth. So with this, inshallah, we have come to the end of today's lesson, inshallah. I hope that at least we'll be able to do more of the practicing, like we keep on saying, inshallah, to aid us in understanding these things better, inshallah. In our next class, we shall proceed to the mechanism of qalqala, inshallah, and then we'll see how we can conclude the other aspects of the rules of the alphabets. Then we can now come back to the madda, inshallah. فسبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.